We're back to work. We're back to school.
Indeed.
And we're getting ready for a very busy spring, of course, here in Quincy, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm looking at my schedule for the next 6-8 weeks, and it's pretty crazy busy, which is good.
Yeah, exactly.
Good sign. Active community.
No doubt, yeah. Tries to squeeze everything in before school lets out, as usual, every year.
Yeah.
Speaking of busy, the City Council, very busy last night. Several appropriations, a couple of orders. Most notably, I guess, the loan approvals for the sewer system improvements and also for the lead service removal program.
Yes, I don't think the average person appreciates the complexity of our utilities and infrastructure. And I know we've talked about it, Joe, for 15 years.
Yep.
On the show, but you know, the sewer systems are old, the water systems are old, the drain systems are old. People don't see that stuff because it's underground. It's only when it's a problem then people experience a backup or something. But it's important and vital that we continue to make these investments in that infrastructure system going forward. And those are a couple of cases last night, for example. We appreciate working with the MWRA and their loan program, and the state has all kinds of programs that we avail ourselves to as well, so we can continue to do the work.
Yeah, as I understand it, low interest, or in one case, no interest loans. So
it's like free money in a sense, which you can't beat that. That's the incentive to do these kinds of projects.
And will this how many years will this be going on, Mayor? You know, while the improvements are made.
I don't know the schedule off the top of my head. I know that previous mayors have done similar projects. Did similar programs were available. They come up and down. They're cyclical. Mm-hmm. But I know our team at Public Works, headed by El Grazioso, and very aggressive, as I've instructed them to be.
Yeah.
Any dollar we can find out there to help us achieve a higher level of service and, just replacing old antiquated stuff. Because just because it's old doesn't mean it's bad. But over time, the older the system, the more problems you have. And more likely to have breaks and leaks and cracks and so forth. So there's an old adage about, the root system getting into a sewer system. The roots don't break the pipe. The pipes are broken and the roots get into those cracks, you know. So we'll continue to do it. It's important stuff.
Appropriation, of course, for the district improvement financing package, $157 million for the two parking garages, still under consideration. That is the next phase of the Ross Lot development, is that right?
That's correct. As we talked about 15, 18 years ago, whatever the number was, it was a discussion about the square. We actually did some major master planning with Street Works and all those discussions that were at least three garages planned. In some cases, there were five smaller ones, but in the same spirit, similar amount of spaces that we're delivering here. Now, I know that I've had these discussions with people at state level and federal level, and the bureaucrats are really in the world of, hey, everybody should be on a bicycle, and they don't want to fund garages. But the reality is, people still drive their vehicles. Yeah, maybe it's fun to get on a bicycle, but we need the parking, and I've said to the state, we're building the housing, we're building as required under the state law with housing and meeting that need. Well, people drive cars and we need to deal with that. So, of course, the medical center will require several hundred spots daily for people from our city and beyond that are going to go and experience world-class services there. So we need to build the parking. We need to have that infrastructure for the rest of the square to blossom. So this is an important vote, and as we've said from day one, we're going to continue to look for other sources. I had a meeting with Speaker of the House last week to see what potential straight grants there could be. Just like we do with the schools, we bond the entire amount, the authorization, but then we seek and get reimbursement. So you never really bond that entire amount. Mm-hmm. But it's an important project. It's really a linchpin of the next phase of all the stuff in the downtown.
Yeah, it's still in the Finance Committee meeting and still under discussion, but I'm sure there'll be many questions before that vote is taken.
I'm sure, absolutely. Yeah. And I hope so, and that's what we're there for. We'll have the answers and the information needed.
Curious about the order to expand the URDP district, Mayor, downtown. Amendment number 6, what is that all about?
Well, as you know, we've done a number of expansions over the years, but, you know, that allows us to use tools. I know that it's helpful for an investment if they know the city can be helpful with eminent domain, for example. You know, over by the old Grossman site, over by Star Market, that whole area that's ripe for development, there's developers looking at those areas. And by us expanding the URDP, it creates consistency with what we've already done in the downtown and provides those resources and tools for investors to take advantage of.
So would this be the last expansion of the district, or would this continue?
There could be a further adjustment, but I think we're getting close to the true boundary. I know that early on we looked at this master planning, but we felt if we had gone that far initially, it might have been seem overwhelming for the council and folks. So we've kind of done it a piece at a time as we've developed the square. So I think it's good timing now to take the next step. I don't think there'll be much more beyond this, Joe, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Order recognizing Lunar New Year as a legal holiday in the city, Mayor. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I voted on the school committee to support adding the Lunar New Year to the school calendar. Mm-hmm. I don't support making it a city holiday. And I don't even know legally we have the ability to do that as an entity of the state. Most of our holidays are federal or state holidays. So that has to, the legal department has to research that a bit. But, you know, when we have a holiday, it costs the city a lot of money. And you have to continue to fund. You can't send the police and firefighters home. You can't send, you know, certain crews from DPW home. And, you know, there's stuff that has to be done on a daily basis. Further, if you're shutting City Hall down, it's another day of inconvenience for the public if they're trying to do transactions. So I really don't support the holiday thing for the entire city. I do support in the school calendar celebrating the Lunar New Year. I think that's the best approach. Unfortunately, my colleagues haven't seen that wisdom to date on the school committee, but I think we'll get there. I really do.
Mm-hmm. And, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about what's been widely reported this week, some financial irregularities within the Department of Elder Services?
Yes, it came to our attention, and with some further investigation, it was clear there's something going on with the policies and procedures down there, some not normal activity. So I put Mr. Klasman administrative leave, you know, this police department is investigating. I also brought in Powers and Sullivan to do a forensic audit of all the accounts and so forth at the center, and you know, we're taking a day to time and see where this leads us.
So is there funding that is missing or misappropriated? What's the actual irregularity?
Well, I can't say much more at this time because everything's under investigation, but there's clearly something amiss down there, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
How did you first become aware of it?
I got a phone call from somebody.
I see. Will this impact any services that are offered at the Kennedy Center?
It will not. It will not. And I want to make it clear that it doesn't affect their services programming, and there's no issues of senior abuse of any of that type of thing. It's purely issues with the structure, policy, procedures, expenditures on the administrative side. So, you know, the board and all others, they wouldn't be involved in any of this stuff. So. But we are open to business and certainly do not have any negative effect on the program we offer to our seniors.
Will there be an interim director appointed?
We're looking at that. I'm kind of trying to get a sense of how long this is going to take, and then I'll make that decision. In the meantime, the administrative assistant, Marie French, is very capable, and she's running the place as we speak.
Did this maybe will this transpire to other departments, do you think, changes in other departments?
Well, I don't, you know, we take a cursory look, but I don't sense we've had an issue with other departments, but I do have the auditors looking at systems citywide, mm-hmm. in each and every department to make sure the systems are in place that protect everybody. That would be part of the, not so much the investigation, but part of the report.
Okay. Finally, Mayor, we should remind folks about the community meeting tonight at the Kennedy Center regarding the Quincy Community Electricity Program that'll be launching in June.
Yes, and I know there's a lot of questions and concern and confusion on that issue, but it's essentially it allows the city to buy the electricity for the entire city, Quincy, for the entire city, and the residents will reap the savings through this. It's been done in some other communities. It took us a while because it stayed a while to approve us to do it, the Department of Public Utilities. But if I can sum it up, it's essentially nothing will change. It's still, the National Grid is still the provider. The bill will still come from National Grid. It's where we're getting the electricity itself. And this is a good thing for the residents because their electricity costs will go down with this. So that's why we're pushing it. It's consumer-friendly. And the only thing people, they don't have to do anything on this except if they don't want to participate in it, they can opt out. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's pretty much everybody's in, and we're going to all save some money together.
Yep. Excuse me. The meeting is 6 p.m. at the Kennedy Center, and there's information on the city website as well, folks. I think it's the terminology, municipal aggregation, that's throwing people off. And so what does that mean?
Sure. Yeah. Sure, exactly. Yeah.
Appreciate your time as always, Mayor. Good to talk to you.
Hey, same here, Joe. Thanks very much.